Trustee Pierce? No, Matty Dada?
No.
Okay, no further speakers on the side?
Okay, then open it up for discussion. Mr. Guerrero.
Mr. Chair, in reference to the needs that they've been having, what kind of attendance have you been seeing at these meetings? That's my first question, that follow-up question.
So it varies. Some have been very well attended at, I want to say, at Hilltop Middle School, there was over 140 people. At some of the others, there was 20 people. So it has varied.
And what kind of applications were you using besides probably global follow? Were you using up to the local principal to take action or to notify parents and or the community as well? Because this has been a place beyond the terms of the school.
So we've asked school principal, working with principals, we've done the robocall, we've also asked them to put sign up on the marquee, and so any way we can communicate through advisory committees if possible. So we've been trying to communicate through different avenues.
Did you guys, by chance, consult the previous, in the last long reach the city plan was brought up, we had a lot of recommendations last year. Was that taken into consideration for the CMO?
So the short answer to that question is we have been in frequent dialogue with the chair of CBOC. We've been trying to, again, that has helped inform our thinking as we do outreach. I believe at CBOC, there was a suggestion to do like marquees and different ways of communicating. So we have been trying to incorporate as many points of feedback as we have received as possible.
Mr. McKinney. Question as to the format that the long-range plan is going to will eventually take. When we started this effort with the format they're describing, it's kind of a common one where we're color-coding buildings as to what will stay and what will go. One of the concerns that I think people have was, you know, seeing buildings X'd out without a discussion of the functionality of that building. I guess my question is, are we going to adopt it? A different kind of format for the construction of this plan so that you're not going just by buildings, but you're actually going by functionalities that are resident or needed at that particular site. And how do you articulate that with the plan?
So that's actually a very good point. Just this morning, that question came up during one of the meetings we had with a school site. And that is what we're trying to get to, because in essence, we learned as we went through this process is we heard that the previous maps perhaps did not incorporate site-level feedback, or if it did, maybe it was there was some inaccuracies in terms of the condition of the building. So that's why we purposely created a space and a portion of our approach to make sure that we did include the site's vision for what would be next. Again, one of the pieces of conversation we've been having is that we all understand that our funds are limited by what we have currently available under Prop O. And that's what we mentioned, whether in the future that's a different conversation. At this point, we're working with what we have. So we emphasize this is a 10-year plan, 9-year plan, I think it's through next year. So over that time, we want to be as thoughtful as possible in putting this plan together so that our hope is that we can get on a normal cycle, whether it's a 3, 4, or 5-year cycle. We will work with other departments within the district to establish a timeline so that we can get to the question of expectations, because that's something we also heard across the district is that there's a need or a request or a call for greater clarity. So that's what we're trying to bring in terms of an understanding of when different sites will receive different funding. And there's different funding sources as well. Not everything in this will necessarily be part of the bond. Some of it is part of the Melrose, the CFP funding. So, again, that's acknowledging the fact that this is a comprehensive and this is a complex process because you have so many different inputs and outputs. So we're trying to be cognizant of that and working in a way that acknowledges the fiscal constraints that we have and also some of the desires and needs that are out there. The two are not in alignment at this point, and there's a lot of reasons why that, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons why. But we're trying to create a path so we can move forward. That's our approach.
Mr. Harry, in the planning or the development of the long-range plan, is there discussion within the staff as to new construction versus renovation versus portals and so forth? Is that an intricate part of the long-range plan, or is that going to be determined when money's spent?
So that's a very good point. One of the things that's been that has come to light, and I think part of the conversation with CBOC is about the need to develop a cost-benefit type of analysis or life cycle analysis where we can make a determination prior to whether a building, a best way to move forward is to renovate, whether the best way to move forward is to no longer have use of raise the building, or those are the parts of the conversation. Those are the conversations we're having, and this is the part where I think at the site level they're having really good input to us, because that's where they're identifying perhaps a building that is no longer of use or future use to a site, as well as perhaps that's one possibility. Another possibility would be buildings that need a lot of help. They may be what we qualify or identify as poor. At that point, it doesn't mean that it automatically will be raised. Rather, it means that we need to conduct an analysis to see what the best use of resources would be. So it's not necessarily an A or B. It's not a false binary choice, but rather we're looking at some of the options we may have. Sometimes the request from a site would be to demolish a building, but in reality what they're looking for is different types of functionality. So perhaps what we can do is do some type of building modification. So those are the types of conversations that we have been having in sites, and we'll continue to have this with them.
Are those conversations also considering, in essence, almost permanent temporary sites?
So we're looking at all the different possibilities. There's some there's